How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
You're listening to Press This, a podcast that drives into the heart of WordPress and the community. I'm your host, Brian Gardner, WordPress advocate at WP Engine. Each week, I'll explore various topics, providing valuable insights and actionable tips for navigating the ever-evolving world of WordPress. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download the episodes directly from WMR.fm. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Press This. Last episode, Sam and I talked about the beauty of community, why it's important, why your WordPress product and service needs a community wrapped around it. And so we're taking a little bit of a pivot this week. However, we're still going to talk about product and we're still going to talk a little bit about community. And so this week, we are going to be talking about advanced custom fields. I am joined today by Senior Product Manager Ian Polson, who came over as part of the Delicious Brains acquisition, I think just over 2 years ago it's been. Ian, first of all, welcome to the show. Second of all, give a little bit of background, who you are and how you play a role in ACF. And then from there, we'll just do a little bit of an overview of what ACF is for those who are either new to the show or also new to the Advanced Custom Fields plugin. It's been around for several years. Several thousands, hundreds of thousands of sites are actually built on it. So we'll start with that.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me. Really good to be here to chat to you. As you said, yeah, I came across it. It was pretty much 2 years in June from Delicious Brains. And I'd been working for Delicious Brains since 2014, I think, across the various plugins as a developer, you know, on WP Migrate, WP Offload Media. And then I kind of transitioned to into a more product manager role. And then around 2021, we acquired the Advanced Custom Fields plugin from Elliot and took that on. And then obviously a year later, we as Delicious Brains and all the plugins, including ACF, came across to WP Engine. And I came across and continued to be the product manager for ACF. So it's been kind of a wild few years, really, because as an ACF user myself, most of the sites I've built in the past, ever since discovering it, been using ACF. And scary at the same time to be working on such a big plugin with a big user base, really well loved, really powerful, but something that I am personally, you know, I love it. I use it. So yeah, it's great. And in WP Engine, it's found a really good home to continue to invest in it, to continue to grow it, to continue to make it, you know, even more awesome. I think I say that a lot, but it is already awesome. But we're happy to be building it, working on it, and making it even more awesome. So yeah, and this is something we might touch on and probably could probably do a whole episode on, but just ACF in a WordPress world that is, you know, the last couple of years ever changing things, the block editor, the site editor, the way we build WordPress sites, the way content editors use WordPress to edit their site content, and how like the landscape has shifted quite a lot, but ACF is changing and growing with that landscape, I guess. So yeah, it's interesting times for sure, and ACF is doing good.
That is good to hear. So for full context, I also came over. Well, I didn't come over to WP Engine through the acquisition of Studio Press at the time, although I did come a few years later after transition took place. But I also part of a, you know, acquisition of a product acquisition by WP Engine. Part, a lot of it had to do with the whole idea of Gutenberg, which, so the acquisition took place 6 years ago. Our team at Copyblogger wasn't sure the direction of WordPress and a little bit hesitant on investing as much as we should have, given all of the things that we needed to do to sort of compete in the space. And so we decided to sell it at that point. And I will set the table even more so because of the stuff that I have done historically through WordPress. I admit I am not a ACF power user or power developer. I know enough about it because it's been around forever and I've been around WordPress forever. I ask this question mainly for the folks who might be new either to the podcast or to the plugin, but also for my own sake. Can you just talk a little bit about ACF, what it is, how it's powerful, why you think maybe it got so widely adopted back in the day? And then we'll kind of dovetail into why we're here on the show, which I think is what I think most people will get excited about.
Yeah, ACF is one of those plugins that I think most people who have come across it and use it now would think, can think back to the time that they were either shown it by a colleague or they were explained about it by someone else and they had a kind of a light bulb moment of, ah, that's what it does. That's why I want to use it. And it's one of these things that obviously being a big plugin, you would have heard about it maybe, but not necessarily used it. So having that moment, and for me, that was when I was working many years ago for an agency building WordPress sites. And I think obviously back then, and block editors are slightly different, but back then when it was just the classic editing interface, you know, you are editing a page or a post or a custom post type. And really all you had is the post title and the post content field. And that, you know, is the tiny MCE editor, the WYSIWYG kind of field. But not all data, the things that people have on websites fit nicely into that title text field and text area, you know, tiny MCE editor. People have been doing this with custom fields for ages in WordPress. You know, I've created a custom post type for a movie and now I need to add some other data that really just doesn't fit into that. And I need, you know, the year it was created, the director. I want to add some structured data to it. And as a developer, I used to always look at what I could build with WordPress. And, you know, you can add meta boxes to the editing area. You can save that data when it gets added by an editor. You can code all that out because WordPress has those hooks and filters. Obviously, as a developer, you think, great, I can do that myself. But then as soon as you realize that there's a plugin that allows you to just create this editing experience by saying, right, well, my movie post type, for example, I'm going to carry on with the movie analogy, that the movie post type needs 10 bits of other data. So ACF allows me to go and create, here's a text field here for the year. Here is a drop down that shows all other custom post types of directors that I've already created, and I've filled out a ton of, you know, director people, and I can just drop down and select the director from there, and so on and so on. And you've got lots of different editing experiences for those data types. So selects, checkboxes, radio buttons, true false switches, text, simple text fields, text areas, WYSIWYG fields as well. And then it kind of goes a bit more powerful and you can say, well, here I want to select some images for this movie, and you can kind of put in things like simple image fields or a gallery field type in, which is in ACF Pro, that gives you the ability to select multiple images. You know, you can put a video link, a YouTube link for the trailer, all of this stuff that you wouldn't really have in WordPress when you're editing a post type. ACF is like a three-part tool where the first part is the developer or the site builder is defining all these fields and saying, right, well, I want these fields in this field type, and I want it to show up when you're editing the movie type, post type. And then you've got the second part, which is the editing experience. And now you've got the ability for a content editor, you know, it might still be the same person who's built the fields, but it might also be a whole different person who's going to go and add a movie, edit a movie, and they get this completely different editing experience where it's not just post title and the field, it's everything else. It's the 10 fields that has been defined for you, and you can populate that data. And then, of course, you've got to show that data on the front end. So classic templates, you'd be bringing in that data that's been saved, and you would be showing it in your single -movie.php template. But yeah, that level of control of designing the editing experience and then using that data is just mind-blowingly simple. And I think when I was working for an agency, I just thought, wow, okay, I get this now. And I love the power that gives me, that WordPress gives me, to put in custom things and using hooks and filters and having that developer ego of like, well, I can build this myself. But actually, sometimes what is the point of doing this when it already exists and I've got this, you know, easy interface to create the fields? And then it just puts this interface for the editing experience that is something that would take me a long time to create as a developer. And it's reusable. You know, you don't necessarily have to use the interface for creating and defining the fields. You can do it in JSON. You can do it in PHP. And stuff like that just makes it easy to then store in version control and make it copy and pastable between projects. So yeah, there's a huge amount of power that comes with just... And actually, this is the thing that I've for a long time thought as ACF as a developer tool to make developers' lives easier. But actually, it's giving power to the developers to make a really wonderful content editing experience for the site editors, the people who are, you know, the authors, the admins, the people that are going to be adding those post pages and custom post types. ACF is a really powerful tool to give you the ability to make those editing experiences great. And similar, like now we're in like a block world, a Gutenberg world, 5.0 dropped, was it 2018 or something like that? Elliot had actually created what is called ACF blocks within ACF Pro. And it was a way of creating custom blocks for the block editor with just PHP, with fields. Maybe you want to add some data to these blocks. So when your editor is creating their content and they drag a block on and they need to fill out, you know, an image for the hero, a title and a text area for this hero sort of block, as it were, you use ACF to define those fields and then you create a PHP template to sort of render the output that gets shown in the editor and on the front end when the site's viewed. ACF has now moved into the block world as of 2018, and that seems like a long time ago, but you know, and it's still relevant today in a block and a full site editing world. So yeah, it's all about making editing of data and those sort of editing experience even better and easier for developers. I think that's the thing, because it's super simple to get started, even in creating custom blocks. That is, I'm not going to say in a nutshell because that really wasn't short. If you're not familiar with ACF, there's definitely a lot to dig into there.
So it is no secret that I am an advocate of the future of WordPress in the sense of the block editor, block themes, and all of that. And I host a call weekly on Fridays called Build Mode, where members of the WordPress community, agencies, freelancers, product builders show up. And it's sort of an unofficial mastermind where we talk about things, some personal, but also like WordPress, the changes, how it relates to our business and so on. And believe it or not, as I advocate for the modern WordPress experience, the block editing experience, using the site editor to build websites, the number one reason why I hear people say, I'm not ready for it yet, which I hear all the time. It's sometimes exhausting, but it's also really inspiring because there's a lot of people who I think, and we'll get to this point a little bit later on in today's show, the number one reason why people are hesitant to dive into the WordPress block editor and that whole experience is not because of other page builders. It's not because they use Elementor or because they use Bricks or Oxygen or Cadence or whatever, even though I hear that all the time. The number one reason is I have my system and I use ACF to build my websites, and I can't do it without ACF, which is great from our perspective, right? Because it means they're customers, it means they're using the product. I'll admit, even a few years ago, I wondered, like, what will a block-based world, and don't answer this question because we want to dive into the matters at hand first. But like, what does it look like to sort of intersect ACF in a block-based world? Does one cannibalize the other? Do they coexist? Is there a way for them to sort of work harmoniously? And I'll let you speak to that. And I've been encouraged by what I've seen from the team in the last few months up to a year. But before we get there, the reason we're here, one of the reasons, and this helps us determine the roadmap of where we go, is this thing called the ACF Annual Survey. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe last year was the first year that we put it on. And so I'm going to ask you, what is this ACF survey? Why does it matter? Who is it for? And how do we use the information?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. It is, you're right. Last year was the first ever survey of ACF users. And, you know, we've touched on it already. The ACF user base is massive. It's something like over 2 million active installs for the free version on the WordPress.org repository. We've got a bigger number of that for pro installs. And we've got this really large user base that, and actually the community is great. We've got forums, we've got Slack channels, we've got Facebook groups, multiple Facebook groups. We've got a really, really flourishing and helpful user base. But the thing we've also touched on is that actually there's quite a diverse spread of how people use ACF. You mentioned it a minute ago, people use ACF in their own way to build a site editing experience, and it's almost like a pseudo page builder. It's typical with the flexible content field that you get with ACF Pro. That's kind of one way people use it, in a very more of a basic, classic way, just populating, putting fields on the edit post screen. You've got people that use an Elementor on other page builders. Like there's a huge amount of page builders out there that integrate really well with ACF. So, you know, you're using Elementor to build your sites, but you need structured data, you need extra data. And ACF and Elementor work well together. And as I've mentioned, we've got people building custom blocks with ACF. So they're in the block editor world. They're in this modern way of we're using WordPress, but using ACF to do so. We know for WP Engine, we've got headless WordPress with Atlas, and ACF is kind of fundamental to that technology stack of modeling out content, putting that data into content models, you know, custom post types, that is, and using that data through WP GraphQL to put that into a headless front end. What we keep saying, probably more often than not in our Chat Friday sessions, which is kind of our every two week sessions, open office hours, like there's many ways to WordPress, and there's also many ways to WordPress with ACF. From our point of view, we want to support everybody in their ways of doing WordPress site building with ACF, but we don't really have an understanding how like that split. Maybe if you say we've got five different ways to WordPress with ACF, what does that number look like? How are people using the product? Are they just using it for custom fields? We added custom post types last year and custom taxonomy registration. There's a forms part of ACF. As product people, and as especially product people within the WordPress space, we don't really have a huge amount of understanding of usage, like telemetry data. WordPress.org for free plugins doesn't really give you much. So you kind of either have to roll your own, which we haven't done as yet. So the survey was an idea that we had internally where we just thought, do you know what? The user base is so big that we probably could have a really good data set here to understand not just ACF plugin usage, but to try and get an understanding of the landscape of WordPress development right now, you know, year on year. If we do this annually, we can see changes. How are people building with WordPress? You know, we ask questions around things like, you know, are you a freelancer? Are you an agency? Do you work with brands? How many sites do you build? What type of sites are you building? Are you building classic WordPress sites? Are you building block-based? Are you a page builder? You know, just to try and get that picture of WordPress usage. But then we kind of dive into more specifics around ACF to say, here are all our field types. Let us know how often you use them. Here are the sort of ACF features. Let us know how often you use them. Here are, I don't know, third-party ACF extensions. Like, do you use those? What are the page builders you use? Just to try and get a real good idea of how ACF is used and by what kind of developers. So yeah, it went out last year. We had a really, really good response, actually. We kind of tried to shout about it in every place possible within the WordPress ecosystem. And we had over 2,000 people take the survey, which we were blown away by and, you know, very, very grateful for. We've got the results. We can obviously link these in the show notes, but we've got the 2023 results up on the website with full statistics of what was answered, a really nice infographic showing all the detail. And we're running it again this year. So this is a kind of a call to all ACF users listening. Please take the survey. Please let us know again how you're using ACF. We'd love to see how that changes year on year. To answer one of your specific questions there, it's for anybody who comes across ACF in their day-to-day life. It's predominantly going to be ACF developers, people who build websites with ACF. It may be people who are using ACF because they're a content editor and they know that their site is powered by ACF. So that's good to hear as well. But it's predominantly going to be people building with ACF. The survey for us is probably...
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Primarily, from a product point of view, it gives us a really good idea of where to either focus development for the future to kind of help shape the roadmap. Because if we, you know, for example, one feature gets a lot more love than we really anticipated, we know that we can double down and add more to it. Or inversely, we can just ignore things a little bit more if they're not being as used as, you know, real data usage, I think, is really helpful to shape the roadmap. Of course, the survey is one of the sort of channels of information that we take when we want to like prioritize features and improvements in the coming sort of months, quarters and years. We get a ton of stuff through email, Twitter and everything else, but the surveys are really a good place to get that data. And I think really, you know, interesting to see how things change year on year, especially with the changing landscape of WordPress and how people will probably move to a block and a site editing experience as time goes on. It's really helpful for us. You know, we would appreciate your help if you've got time to take it. Should probably take less than 10 minutes of your time, depending on how quick you go. That's the survey. It's open now. We'll put the link in the show notes. We will be running it probably, till the end of July, so to the end of this month, and then we will go away and crunch the numbers and work out a new blog post with the results so we can share, and that'll probably come, you know, a couple of months later.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So if you are an ACF user, power user, and or developer, or anybody building a site and wants to help us steer the future of the product, as well as yourself also help steer the product. The best, easiest way, we're going to put some links into the transcript of the WP Engine blog post that will house this particular show. But if you're listening right now, if you just Google ACF survey, it's the number one result that comes up. That's the easiest, quickest way. So as you're listening to this even, just Google ACF survey. Ian is typing it in right now to confirm that what I'm saying is true.
I like that. dominating the search, SERP results.
Yes. SEO for the win. Go ahead and fill that out. And again, he said towards the end of the month, I think, is when we're going to wrap this up. So with the time that we have left, let's talk about two things. One, let's talk a little bit about what we found, what our team discovered through the 2023 survey. So maybe some high level, some statistics, maybe a nugget or two of things that, you know, you and the team weren't expecting, but came back as a mass cry to do X. And then after that, we'll just talk a little bit about like, what does this look like as we go forward, right? 2024 and beyond. We're halfway through 2024. WordPress itself is moving as quickly as, it doesn't feel that way at times, but because I sit in GitHub all day, I see all of the motion that's going through the WordPress block and site building experience. So I know that we're sort of in hyperdrive right now with the development of the product as a whole. So let's talk about that. A little bit about the 2023 results, and then just what does this look like? Getting in too much in the weeds, what does ACF look like kind of moving forward?
The survey from an ACF point of view was good to hear some like overall statistics around, you know, people saying that, you know, ACF is important to their work, to their development workflow. And that was 90% of people said that it was, you know, extremely important to their workflow. 70% of people use ACF on all of their WordPress sites. So it's not kind of a tool necessarily where you pick and choose for different sites. It's something that's almost foundational to the site build. This was quite a good one, actually, and probably talk about it a bit more, that we were asking more general questions around WordPress, and 91% of people said they will likely continue building with WordPress. I found that a really, really pleasing statistic, because I've been in the WordPress world for ages. ACF is part of WordPress. You know, WP Engine is part of WordPress. I think as WordPress people, we want WordPress to continue to grow, to thrive. You know, and it obviously helps because we want to build sites with WordPress, but we have products that rely on WordPress. Personally, I've definitely had issues with the WordPress direction in the past, sort of Gutenberg, and how things have moved quite quickly. And I think that that's kind of unsettled people in general with WordPress. And I do feel like the block editor and the site editor has reached a level of maturity now that people are becoming a lot more comfortable with it. So just seeing that 91% of like, okay, there is no sort of fundamental flaw here in terms of people going, oh, I'm just going to go use some other great CMS, because actually WordPress is still that great CMS. So seeing that positivity moving forward was really interesting. And other things for me from a developer point of view, you know, 63% of people use version control for their code base. That's an almost surprisingly high number, because I thought there was a ton of sort of individual developers who almost still needed to be convinced on why version control or using Git was a good idea. But that's a high number, and that's good. Going back to ACF, there's 98% of people are comfortable updating ACF to the latest version, which is kind of testament to the team in terms of people aren't necessarily too worried about bugs or issues when they update. There's that kind of level of security, especially if it is treated as a kind of a foundational plugin in their stack, so they depend on it being reliable. But that's a good, you know, kind of a customer satisfaction score, I guess. Talking around it, WP Engine products, we've got 40% of people use local for their site development. So the local application for developing WordPress sites locally, which is part of WP Engine's sort of family of products, which is great to hear. And I think, you know, it's still the best, and it's still something I use. WP Migrate was high up there under the question of what's the most common deployment method. Sadly, FTP is still pretty high, with 62% of the respondents saying FTP, but WP Migrate was a plugin which got 25% of the votes, I guess. There's some really interesting stuff in that 2023 survey, and I think for me, seeing the difference over time, especially this year, will be interesting, because yeah, as WordPress people, I think you live in a bit of an echo chamber on Twitter, and as you say, you're in GitHub a lot for WordPress development, so you get a little bit wrapped up in that area. But if we start seeing massive changes on, you know, the satisfaction of WordPress or the satisfaction of ACF, the survey's the best place to kind of gauge that, I think. So yeah, looking forward to seeing the results this year.
Yeah, I'll make sure during our build mode calls, again, most of the people who are on those calls, we usually have 20 to 25 every single week. Almost all of them use ACF, because every time I talk about something, somebody says, well, when I use ACF with X theme or builder or whatever, it's fun to hear people's experience. And again, I think you mentioned this earlier, it is a very loyal group of users. In WordPress, I think it just, you see that, right? We saw that with the Genesis framework. We see that with even people using local. People find their stack and it works really well. They will fight for their stack. So that being said, let's head into 2024 and beyond. Block-based world, you mentioned that there was ACF blocks. I can only imagine to some extent there might be some people who may feel that there's a threat to ACF because of the direction of WordPress. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think a lot of people may think that because they think maybe it's got to be one way or the other. But as you said earlier, something that Sam, our colleague, always says, there's many ways to WordPress. Make everybody feel comfortable by telling us that ACF is not going anywhere, that there's a great future as it coincides along the development of WordPress.
Yeah, exactly that. It's not one way or the other. It's not ACF or WordPress blocks. Like, ACF blocks is a feature that, as I said earlier, 2018, Elliot got it in just before WordPress 5.0 dropped with Gutenberg. And it was the bridge, you know, arguably something that Core could have done at the time. But, you know, obviously there was a big push to React, and blocks are built in React. And there's a huge upskilling that is required from developers to suddenly go from being a PHP only CMS, apart from obviously HTML and jQuery and CSS, to just to suddenly dive straight into building things with React. So ACF blocks is that bridge for people who want to build custom blocks for the block editor just with PHP, not having to dive into React and React tooling and making sure things are compatible as versions of Gutenberg get rolled into Core, you know, very, very quickly. You know, Core changes every time now, and there are backwards compatibility issues if you built on custom blocks. The ACF blocks feature, which is probably, as we move halfway through 2024 and the block and the site editor is a big part of WordPress, ACF blocks is probably our biggest feature and of ACF Pro, which is the premium version of ACF, because it is that now completely indispensable tool for people to move into the block world. As we talk about many people, many ways to WordPress, and there's obviously people who are, and I think Brian, you yourself there, are very much a core native WordPress person. You're building custom blocks the way you want it, or you build with native blocks. But there's certainly a huge amount of ACF users that are agencies that don't want to spend the time, the money, building everything custom in React. They've got a workflow in ACF that has now developed and matured and crossed over into the block world with ACF blocks. So they know that they can rely on ACF to be that tool as they create custom blocks. We take care of the compatibility. So if you build a custom block with ACF blocks, it's not going to break in between WordPress versions because we are handling that sort of compatibility layer. We make sure things don't break rather than you having to do. But the speed of block development with ACF blocks is so much faster, and therefore it's going to be cheaper. You're not necessarily having to hire React developers. You can continue to use the same developers you use. So for us, the surveys, it was another point of data for us to understand that actually block usage with ACF blocks is big. It's bigger than perhaps I thought initially. 50% of people using the block editor build blocks with ACF blocks. And so that's obviously, you know, the survey that is ACF users, but that could just be ACF free users, pro users. But that's a large number building with ACF blocks. And I've spoken in the last sort of 2 years to multiple very large agencies building sort of enterprise level WordPress sites that have ACF blocks at the heart of their stack. So yeah, ACF is going nowhere. If anything, ACF will do what it always has done, which is to enrich WordPress, make WordPress more accessible for developers, make it easier to develop for, make it more of a rounded CMS with the ability to add, you know, structured data, custom field data, much more easy than WordPress allows you to out of the box. We're going to continue to grow and build with the block editor as that changes. You know, we had in ACF, I can't remember exactly what it was. It was 6.2.2 was our version that was compatibility with WordPress 6.5. And we had block bindings support. So if you wanted to use the block bindings functionality that came into WordPress 6.5, bring custom data to block attributes or block values, you could also extend that to ACF custom data. So we're always following core as closely as possible, and also ahead of time. You know, we've got a couple of developers or engineers on the team that are very active in the core Gutenberg GitHub repos. We're understanding what's coming and making sure, you know, we've got compatibility with the block API, the block bindings API, sorry, the interactivity API. We're testing with WordPress 6.6. We're making sure ACF blocks is always going to work. We've got stuff coming in ACF 6.4, which is our next major version that will be coming later this year, to even more improve ACF blocks. The historical nature of ACF blocks and the technical debt that I guess you get over many years since 2018 means that the editing experience of editing for a content editor using ACF blocks isn't as aligned with core user experience and sort of the UI interface as we'd like. But we're making a push to improve that in 6.4 for ACF. So things like even editing text fields and text editor fields are just going to be very much more of a native experience, as you would expect for native blocks. What else we've got? We've got the ability to create custom blocks and just register them in the UI of ACF. So rather than having to come and register it in PHP and then create your PHP template on the side and go and create the block definition with the block.json format, which we support, and that's something that allows us to make sure that ACF blocks are always inheriting all of the settings and the attributes and the goodness that native blocks have. Instead of having to do that all in code, if you are you prefer to point and click in the UI, like we've added support in ACF 6.2 to register options pages only in the UI, you don't have to use code. Doing that for custom blocks is going to be sort of game-changing for these people. So that's coming in 6.4. We want to continue to make ACF just the thing that people will always install if they use it for custom data. And it doesn't have to be a decision of like, oh, well, I'm building a block-based site, so therefore I can't. No, it's the place you go to build custom blocks, and it's quick, it's simple. And yeah, we'll continue to make it as compatible as possible as WordPress grows and we grow.
So if I have to boil this down, this So everything we discussed to three things. These are those three things. One, there are a lot of people using ACF, which is great. Two, we have a survey that is out currently, Google ACF survey, which sort of demonstrates our commitment to investing in the future of ACF and where WordPress is going. So those two things are very strong. Having a developer community, a user base of folks who are willing to take a survey and help sort of dictate the future of the product is fantastic. And the third thing that I mentioned is the future is bright with WordPress and with ACF. We've got engineers here on our team who are dedicated, as Ian said, to following along the project, who are on the frontline development of both WordPress, the platform, and our ACF product. In a nutshell, is it safe to say just it's all good? I mean, obviously bumps will happen, but for those who are wondering what the future of ACF looks like in a WordPress block-based world, I think we're good. You know, you've convinced me, not that I need it because I know behind the scenes, but I hope that people who are using ACF will continue to use ACF and feel confident in that decision. Powers millions of websites. It's used by thousands or hundreds of thousands of users. And so it's really kind of a freight train at this point that's just in motion and has been for some time and will be as much as we can look into the future.
Yeah, and I think your 3 points totally right. I think that the last thing I just add is that, as you said, a freight train, we're moving, we are not standing still, and we're growing with WordPress. But I think quite crucially to people who maybe haven't adopted WordPress from a block editor point of view, and are maybe using still using classic editor maybe, or they're using page builders or whatever. I think the thing that we try to make clear every time we speak to customers and users is that we're still pretty agnostic to the way we expect people to build. We are not saying that just because WordPress is doing this and we are following along closely, that's the way we want to force people to build. We are still very aware that ACF is a Swiss Army knife, and we are trying to continue supporting people. So if you're using Elementor to build with WordPress and you're using ACF, that is something that we will continue to support. If you're using the flexible content field to build your kind of simple editing experience for your clients, that is something that will still get investment and improvements. But obviously, we recognize that the block editor is this big piece of the WordPress landscape right now, and it will continue to be bigger. So, of course, we're putting investment behind that as well. We are agnostic, but we're a freight train, not a steamroller. I think I'm mixing everything there. But yeah, that was my last point.
All right. Well, there is the majestic mic drop by Ian Poulsen, Senior Product Manager here at WP Engine, overseeing the ACF Advanced Custom Fields product here. Ian, thank you for coming on the show. I hope that this helps spark some interest in people taking the survey and dictating sort of the future, helping shape that future of ACF. As a reminder, the Press This podcast is where I dive into the heart of WordPress and deliver valuable insights and actionable tips for navigating the ever-evolving world of WordPress. One of the things I get to do here at my job as a WordPress advocate at WP Engine is to dive into the community and bring them into the show also, which is going to happen. And we will talk about everything from the block editor to building a WordPress business. Until next time, thanks again for listening, and take that survey.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.